Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The National Farm Machinery Show fires up this Wednesday through Saturday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Wright Implements Owensboro store manager Bruce Westerfield says for dealer and farmer alike, that's the place to be.
Farm Machinery Show is very important for us, to be quite honest. You get to go see and meet with the vendors, something that the farmers and actually the people in the dealer equipment business sometimes don't get to see very often. Good place where they introduce new things in each of their lines. So it's a very good place to meet up with other farmers, get their ideas, manufacturers' ideas, and see what's out there. Good place for them to make some managerial decisions as far as what's coming down the line. Technology is a great example. These tractors and combines, sprayers, all the equipment we have today is very, very technology advanced. And to see how that will fit in their portfolio of equipment is very important to these farmers.
Wright Implement has stores in Owensboro, Hardinsburg, Glasgow, and Bowling Green, and says Westerfield, the past year was a good one.
2014 overall went very well for us. I think farmers actually made pretty decent money this year as far as their crops. Obviously, the prices were down. Yield was good. Wasn't as banner a year as they had in the past, but overall the year was good and the purchases have been good and moving right along.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's enormous.
It's gigantic.
It's huge.
It's bigger than ever. The 50th Annual National Farm Machinery Show at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Come see over 1.2 million square feet of massive, colossal, cutting-edge agricultural products and equipment with over 850 exhibits at the largest farm show in America. Free admission, February 11th through the 14th. Visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more info.
Owensboro store manager for Wright Implement, Bruce Westerfield, says generally dealers will have an ample inventory of good used farm equipment this year. On demand for new, while buyers will be cautious, he says they're still optimistic.
Oh yeah, I think we'll have a good year. Obviously, customers or farmers are going to be a little bit more tight with their money as far as their budgets. They're not going to go out of their way to buy luxury items such as an extra tractor or extra sprayer. They're going to watch their pennies. There's no doubt about that. If they didn't, they wouldn't be where they're at now.
And as the Farm Machinery Show opens Wednesday in Louisville, he says dealers use the event as a gauge for farmer enthusiasm.
Yes, we do. I mean, obviously, we get education from our manufacturers as well, but it's a good place to go meet and hear what the farmers are saying about the manufacturers. You could actually just sit back and listen to some of the conversations and you get a different viewpoint.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.